Hammett would be astonished if he knew that the lens of a transistorized TV camera unit is hidden in that antique clock. Control calling second hand. The time is at hand. Get ready to strike in 10 seconds. Stand by, second hand.
Excellent. Every move right on schedule.
That, my dear, is because I plan every move like a timetable. As my arch enemies, Batman and Robin, will soon find out, to their detriment. Thinking. Every minute, every second. Thinking. Men, you've done well. I'm proud of you. Ah, I see it is almost the hour. Zero, minus seven, six, five, three, two, one, zero. Lovely, lovely. What an exquisite, exciting rhapsody of sound. Millie, back to your dusting. Second hands. We have work to do. Men and Millie, according to my crime table, our next target will be the Parkhurst Art Gallery. After which, we will strike at the home of one of Gotham City's wealthiest young socialites. Another of my clever little clocks was bought by a dear old lady who lives in the home of a millionaire. Then, after that pair of jobs, I have a real coup in store. In fact, it may well be the biggest clock crime of my distinguished career. Batman and Robin, the nights I've lain awake, scheming, plotting my revenge against those flat footprints in the sands of time, those shadows on the sundial of true criminal genius. However, if Batman and the boy Blunder, if they should attempt to cross my plans, they'll find they're just in time to count their final seconds. And when they do, I'll strike hard. Out of the way, out of the way. Oh, make way.
Something's happening.
This way, careful, gently. What's going on here, my dear sir, is certainly not an exhibition of true pop art. This way. Out. Forward. Inferior. All definitely inferior. Huh. I am Progress Pigment, the king of pop art and apostle of its culture. A little more to the left, boys. Now, I will let you have the honor of viewing my latest masterpiece. Off! I call it Time Out of Joint. Junk! Do you realize what this is? You are looking at the symbolization of time. Time, the ever-moving balance wheel of the universe. Observe. Men, the hour is at hand.
It worked!
Naturally. Few people can stand the vibrations of supersonic sound. Now let's get what we came after. That fool Parkhurst. The sound of this mechanical sculpture covered up the buzz of the saber saw as it was cutting through his strong room and right in front of his eyes. Here it is. My favorite clock masterpiece. And now it's mine, all mine. Come, my good second hands.
Careful with it. Careful. Careful.
Right on schedule. We've completed another foolproof crime. Let's go.
Batman and Robin. At the man. I'll give a personal bonus to the first man who knocks out Batman. Come on, fight, fight, go!
Wait. This valuable painting might be damaged. Isn't it beautiful? Please, let me put it down so it won't be hurt. Agreed? Agreed. I seem to have hurt my wrist a little bit. Just give me a moment. Just give me a minute. A minute to touch my counterattack activator. Perhaps I should have titled my creation The Dynamic Duo Caught in the Coils of Time. Welcome! I've anticipated your visit. That's why I coated that section of the floor with super slick watch oil. Second hand. Looking for your utility belts? They're over here. Naturally, I removed them to prevent your escape. I'm well aware of it. Well, Dynamic Duo, we'll have to leave now if we're to keep to our timetable of crime. We certainly don't want to disappoint Mr. Smith, do we? After all, he's going to be of invaluable help to us at exactly 5 o'clock this afternoon. Some people kill time, but this time, time is going to kill you. Uniform, everything, including this box and its contents. If only Batman knew what was in this box. But he'll never know. No, Batman will never know anything anymore, eh, boys? Thank you. I deserve it, of course, but I thank you. Time to go to work. First, I want to check upon that windmill clock bought by that dear little old lady. You'll see in a moment, Millie. And we'll see if that clock has been put to use yet. Yes, by George. That lady is the aunt of Dick Grayson, Wayne's ward. When I learned she was shopping for a suitable clock in a clock shop I knew about, I sold the clock to the shopkeeper, knowing he, in turn, would sell it to that lady. Bruce Wayne certainly will be surprised, because he has a fine collection of old antique pocket watches, which we are going to appropriate in a few minutes. Let's go. Nothing should be worrying any of us now, so near to our great goal it is. The control for the knockout gas. One whiff, the butler will be out cold, and the antique pocket watches will be all mine. You mean the atomic energy directional control switch? Whatever it is supposed to be in this box, not in that clock. Mistake. You've just pulled the biggest boneheaded blunder of the century. Now, if we don't get the windmill clock back from Bruce Wayne's mansion in short order, our big job will be ruined. There isn't a minute to lose. An atomic energy directional control switch is not a funny little button. That one's worth a cool $1 million to us. Millie, you can be of great help to me right now. Stay here and keep your eyes open, but stay out of sight. The atomic energy directional control switch is intact. While I'm here, I might as well pick up that valuable collection of antique pocket watches. It won't take long. That was fast. Time is of the essence. Let's go. Good afternoon.
What?
Dick Grayson's aunt. I think we'd better take her along with us.